something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Christmas is here. Minnie Crutch is here. Nolan Chuck are here. We all are here. You all are here. Here we go with show. Right now we sing. Right now we sing.
Wow. That was good, Chuck.
I ran out of gas. I couldn't think of any more things.
No, that's fine. I was going to double down on the low harm. What do you call that? A descant melody? I don't know.
We were doing the Sweeney Brothers.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? You're probably too young
for
that.
Is that from SNL?
Yeah, the Sweeney Sisters.
Yeah. Is that like the Swingle Singers?
Nora Dunn and Jan Hooks. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. It was one of my favorite dumb bits.
What about the Swingle Singers?
I don't know them.
They're like some kind of family choir thing, and they do Christmassy songs, and they do all a cappella. Like,
oh, but it's real.
It's real. The Swingle
Singers.
And legit,
and not, they're not making fun of anything?
I don't think so. In fact, if anything, I think maybe the thing you're talking about is making fun of them.
Oh.
It's possible.
How far back do the Swingle Sisters go?
The Swingle Singers.
Oh, sorry.
But, I think they're quite old.
All right. Noel, dropping the knowledge.
How are you feeling about the Christmas season, Chuck?
Dude, I'm feeling great. I do enjoy Christmas time. I enjoy the holidays. You know as well as I do, it's a lot of fun when you have kids. Kind of renews that Christmas joy to be able to make up. Well, you know what? I'm not going to ruin that because there might be kids that listen to this show.
Oh,
I doubt
yeah.
it.
That would be... In poor form, Chuck.
Yeah, like the one kid whose parents let us listen to the filthy garbage like this.
Well, it is explicit, though. So I think that if they roll the dice and let their kid listen to this, it's possible there could be Santa Claus spoilers.
Yeah.
I think that's on the table. You know what I mean? We're having adult conversations here, Chuck.
I know, Noel. And even saying Santa Claus spoilers spoils it.
Well,
what? It's either he's not real or he died.
Or he's definitely real. That's the twist. Or he was Kaiser Soze all along.
That's what I should tell my daughter one day. It's like, no, Santa's not fake. Santa's dead.
He died a long time ago.
There was a Santa.
There's probably some truth to that.
All right, Noel. So we looked at the calendar and we realized that because we release when we release, then our shows are going to come out on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And New Year's. No, Christmas Day and New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
It's true. I do feel like you're kind of ruining the illusion that we're talking directly to you on Christmas Eve.
Oh, come on, people. You don't expect
Can
that.
Can we reel it back in?
They know this is not a live
okay.
show.
That's fair.
I wish it was. We could take call-ins.
That'd be fine. Do we have a hotline?
I don't know. Can you do that?
Yeah.
We can set up a phone number.
Well,
wait, are you saying we can have a phone number?
Yes, Marty, we can have a phone.
The future.
Yeah. No, what we could do is like, you know, since we have such a good community on the Movie Crushers fan page, mm-hmm. if we let people know when we were recording, we could totally have people call in and just record it live.
Well, no, people are going to demand that now.
Well, I think it'd be fun to do it like maybe for a special episode sometime.
Yeah. Movie Crush call in.
There you go.
That's not a bad idea. Let's do that.
You can call it Crush Call.
People are, look at you. You know, like my names. All right. So here's what I did. I put a bunch of, this is all fan curated, almost all, over these next two episodes that we're about to knock out. So I put out a bunch of Facebook things about holiday movies, Christmas traditions, movie traditions, a lot of social studies. In the New Year's episode next week, everyone, you're going to hear some year-end recaps from both Noel and I and you guys. So let's just go ahead and kick it off on Christmas Day here, Noel, with Social Studies Part 1 of 3.
Social Studies on Movie Crush.
I asked the good people of the internet, this tiny little cool corner of the internet, what their favorite holiday movie was, straight up. You want to hear what they had to say, Noel?
Of course.
All right, so I heard from 251 people, which is pretty great, about their favorite holiday movie and why. And so here we go with Tatiana Capitan. Again, Noel, the names of the people of the world.
Tatiana Capitan is incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. She says A Christmas Story because it's tradition. And she also thoroughly enjoys it as well. Watched it every year growing up. My husband also loves the movie. And I believe, yes, look right here, she even got a tiny nightlight leg lamp.
Not the full-size model? I've seen people with the full-size model.
Sure.
I have to say, so TBS, maybe, I don't know if they still do it, but they play A Christmas Story like on a loop, like,
yeah,
you know, 24/7 around Christmas.
That's when it really exploded.
That's the thing, though. I don't think I've ever seen that movie in sequential order. I think I've always seen little snippets of it on that marathon. I've never actually seen it from front to back, but I'm pretty sure I've seen the entirety of the movie.
Yeah, that does induce that sort of watching behavior.
It's like fragmentary viewing.
Yeah, you would have to make yourself sit down with your daughter and watch it like it in the evening or something.
Isn't it a little blue, kind of? Like, isn't there some...
No. Do your own investigating.
She's 10.
Because I don't want to be responsible.
That's fair.
Yeah, 10. Yeah. She's totally old enough.
Cool. But we watched The Goonies. It couldn't be worse than The Goonies.
No, it's not worse than The Goonies.
Cool.
There is that hardcore sex scene in the middle.
they cut that out of the TBS version.
Yeah, that's the TV safe. Brian Blickenstaff says Scrooged with Bill Murray. Classic.
That's a fun one.
Lena Carroll says Home Alone. Dan Quinn Booley says Christmas Vacation. Wow, it's kind of all over the place. Are you thinking about your own pick?
Yeah.
Or do you know with a bullet?
I don't know. I'm going to be that asshole that's like Die Hard.
That's not asshole.
It's kind of become a bit of a running joke on the internet.
Yeah,
right? It's like, is it a Christmas movie? Is it in a Christmas movie?
Well, and even talking about that makes you an asshole now,
exactly,
apparently.
Right, yeah.
Jeez. Well, you know, Josh, I actually got an email exchange with the writer of Die Hard.
That's right.
Last year.
I remember this. That's amazing.
Yeah, for Stuff You Should Know. And he confirmed that it was, in his mind, a Christmas movie.
I mean, it just goes into like what makes a Christmas movie. Does it have to be about – it just has to be set around Christmas.
Have you seen the supercut, the Die Hard supercut Christmas movie?
No.
It's like in a minute and 15 of all the little Christmas references or them saying Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's pretty great.
That's great.
Because it's like Christmas, 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 Christmas,
Christmas. Isn't he trying to get home to his family for Christmas?
Yeah, the whole thing's around Christmas.
Yeah.
And then they do the 12 days of Die Hard, which they count literally in the movie. Someone says the number 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 at some point.
That's great.
Which is kind of fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Easter eggs, Noel. Robert Paulson, my old pal, says A Christmas Story as well. Megan Hazlett Debick says, my family loves While You Were Sleeping, It Takes Place at Christmas. We try to watch it every year. My dad pretends to be irritated by the chick flickiness, but he loves it.
He's a big old sap.
Come on, Dad. Open your heart. Everyone knows you love While You Were Sleeping.
Which one is that?
It's is
it Meg Ryan?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Which was, you know,
they're
Meg Ryan replacement.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bill Pullman.
Not Paxton. All right.
No. And who else? There's some other guy in there.
Is it about someone in a coma?
Yeah, I think there's an accident in a coma and then mistaken identities.
Got it. Sounds intriguing and rom-commy.
It's lovely. Brian Throckmorton, another old fan fave. Meet Me in St. Louis.
Not familiar.
Rose-colored nostalgia, emblematic of the season. It's old.
Mm.
You have old holes, Noel.
It's true. God, people won't stop talking about my holes on the fan page.
It's really kind of picking up steam.
It's really starting to make me uncomfortable.
Oh, these are sensitive times. Stephanie, with an I, Wizenant, the original animated Grinch.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kendall Argast Watson says Muppet Christmas Carol. Sean Moore, another for Christmas Vacation. Nicole Parks, another one for Christmas Vacation. Alan Smithy says Gremlins.
Yeah, Gremlins for sure.
It's good.
Totally set around Christmas.
We had at our Stuff You Should Know Christmas live show, Noel, we had a Mogwai.
Oh, yeah?
On the table between us and a Gremlin hiding in the Christmas tree.
No way.
Yeah.
Where'd you get a real Mogwai?
Well, we had to go to wherever
old,
he went.
The old Asian man?
Was that like Taiwan or someplace? Where was that?
It was. That's Singapore right. That's right. Yeah. But it was like in like a bustling kind of market.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
That's where you get them. Jonathan Young says Die Hard. Noel. Anthony Norris says the 51 version of A Christmas Carol. Kate Jacobson, Jingle All the Way.
How is there no It's a Wonderful Life? Isn't that a Christmas movie?
Well, I have not seen that yet. I'm sure someone will say it. But that there is some debate because there's actually – it's a holiday spirit movie, but I think it has nothing to do with Christmas.
Is that right? For some reason in my mind.
I've never seen it, believe it or not.
Oh, haha.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then what's it about, tough guy?
I just don't remember if it's – it's about the guy who like is like, you know, going through these different versions of what – you know, I think maybe I'm confusing it with Scrooge.
No, I mean, you're describing It's a Wonderful Life.
But,
I know
but what I'm saying
too,
is it's very similar because Scrooge kind of gets taken through his like, you know, what his life could be or what would be if he had done things differently or whatever, you know?
Is that Scrooge? Are we mashing up two movies?
That's what happens in A Christmas Carol.
Right.
He gets visited by the ghosts.
But three ghosts.
Yeah.
And it's past, present, and future.
But that's what I'm saying. But they take him on this magical journey where he goes, flashes back and forward in time. That's kind of what happens in It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Oh, I don't know. No.
Isn't
we're
he seeing
we're
the
worst.
What life would be like without him? And then like it's better
I think
or something?
So.
Or,
of course it is.
But some things are worse. I don't know. I guess I haven't really seen it.
No, we are the worst.
Are we?
I think we're the most scream-inducing podcast of, like, screaming at their speakers.
You think so?
Sure, because people, when you're like, oh, the thing with the guy, people are always like, that's Flash Gordon!
We're doing our best, though. We try to get there.
We try, but that's the frustrating part is hearing two dopes do that.
Maybe that's the fun part, though. Maybe that's the journey.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Sherry Jones says Emmett Otter. She says she's 46 years old, and it was on HBO all through my childhood. Sherry, we park our cars in the same garage. You know my love for that movie.
I haven't seen that either.
It's good. You should check it out. Yeah. Samantha Begay says, I love Elf. That has fast become one of my favorite Christmas movies because it's just the funniest one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
I haven't seen it.
Is there a funnier one?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Elf.
God, no.
I'm sorry.
Love Actually from Tina Cheever. Melinda Bacaleo. I think I've said that before. Just like that. Mine's actually cheesy, terrible. In a good way, it's a TV Christmas movie called The Night They Saved Christmas with Art Carney as Santa and Jacqueline Smith as a mom whose kids have gone off to Santa's home and workshop in the midst of their dad's oil company doing explosions to get oil, and Christmas and Santa could be ruined. They saved Christmas by defeating the bad oil guys.
Wow. What is this movie?
This sounds amazing.
What
the
is
Night
it called
They
again?
Saved Christmas.
The Night They Saved Christmas from the Evil Oil Tycoons.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
It does sound good.
It's like elitist liberal tripe.
Oh, I know.
You know?
It's very true.
Like literally making the oil, big oil, the
exactly.
bad guy.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to ruin Christmas. That's like the worst thing anyone can do. You ruined Christmas.
Yeah. I do my best every year. Tyler McBee says Black Christmas, the Christmas slasher film.
Mm-hmm. People do like that one.
Kuntz, Gail Kuntz says Home Alone.
You know, Home Alone, I saw in the theaters when it first came out, and that kid was like a sadistic person.
What, with the traps?
He just tortured those poor men.
Those poor
criminals.
Those poor home invaders.
Well, you know, he didn't have to do all the things he did. He just didn't have to go that far.
I got to say, when I saw Home Alone, that whole sequence, which is like, I don't know, it feels like about 15 minutes long, the break-in sequence.
Yeah.
I laughed uncontrollably through that whole thing.
It's very good. It's very, very good.
And I wasn't some little kid. Like, I think I was like late high school.
Sure. I was a little kid,
man,
but I've since it's very funny. Yeah, and it's very like well paced and like it's and you got to think too. Most of the movie is Macaulay Culkin by himself in the house, just like talking to himself and watching TV.
He was great, man.
He really carries that movie.
He's a cool guy. I heard his Marc Maron interview. Highly recommend listening to Macaulay Culkin. Rachel Corsten says, and Joie Noël?
Is it Joie Noël?
Joie X?
That's
Noël?
Come on, Chuck. Casey Joie? Is turning in his grave.
What is it, Casey?
It's Joie. Like joie de vivre.
J-O-Y-E-U-X is joie?
I'm pretty sure. It's like joie de vivre, joy of right, life, I believe love it. Of life.
All right, Joie Noël.
I think that means joy Noël.
Joie Noël.
Yeah.
She said it's a bit of a heavy watch.
I was about to say, it sounds pretentious.
You know, I'm giving up my hand as a big dumb shit.
Why?
People listen to Stuff You Should Know by me just talking and hosting a show like this. Stuff You Should Know, I get to research everything and plan everything out. Here, I just wing it, and my true colors come out.
That's what makes it endearing, Chuck.
I guess so. Let me see here. Our old friend Zach Pointer says, Christmas story. Funny and family-friendly. Zoe Sisson says, Love Actually. And she also said Elf. Vanessa Lopez, the original Grinch. She's talking about how the Grinch stole Christmas. It's a good one. Karen Schlump Hughes says, The Shop Around the Corner, Forgotten Treasure, Jimmy Stewart. She said she'll watch him in anything.
How about It's a Wonderful Life? Is that a Christmas movie?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. Andy Tarek says, The Bishop's Wife. He says, corny, but what a classic. Our old friend Kelly Butler Olson, KBO, says Elf, because Buddy the Elf is the most delightful main character. That is totally true. And it's delightfully sweet and hilarious. My favorite, you haven't seen it. I can't even talk about my favorite lines.
There's definitely a big Christmas scene in It's a Wonderful Life. I don't know if it's a Christmas movie or not. I'm looking it up, and I see the tinsel and stuff, and there's a Christmas tree in the back. And it looks like the scene where he kind of, like, realizes the error of his ways and that family's the most important thing.
Sure.
Around Christmas time.
What
have I not seen?
Elf. I can't even say my favorite lines.
You can say them.
I think the funniest line of the whole movie is, my finger has a heartbeat. That's all I'll say.
I like it.
Just wait. That didn't ruin anything.
No.
Robert Lamb, our old friend from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, and upcoming, everybody, ooh, boy, Transgenesis.
Yeah.
This is an insider tip. Robert Lamb here at work and Lauren Fogelbaum of Savor, formerly Foodstuff, and our Uber producer and master sound designer, mm-hmm. Alex Williams, mm-hmm. have put together a fictional science fiction show, everyone, podcast called Transgenesis. It's coming in January. And it is awesome.
Yeah. Have you heard some?
Dude, I've heard all the episodes that they have so far. And I'm like, I need the next episode.
That's awesome. That's great.
It's really good, man.
That's awesome.
So anyway, Robert says this. Scrooge, 1970 with Albert Finney and Alec Guinness. Oh, man. I don't think I've seen that version. That's got to be great. Major talents there, guys. Cam Hopman says Muppet Christmas Carol. Andrew Swearingen, another Home Alone. And also, Swearingen is the best last name of all time. Bowman Vowell says Jingle All the Way. Joanna Miller, Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I never saw that one, Noel.
The Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the clause in the contract.
Sure.
It's a play on words.
I think she didn't have the D, but there is a D.
I remember that one. I think there was a sequel, too.
Yeah, sure.
Back when Tim Allen was king.
The Santa Claus, too. Clausier.
Yeah, exactly.
More clauses.
Exactly.
More legal minutia.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Finally, with It's a Wonderful Life, Noel. Susan Partington. She says 100% It's a Wonderful Life. Perfect Christmas message, and I love it. All right, that's good.
I knew it was a Christmas movie all along.
All right, here's a few more different ones to wrap it up, everyone, just to give their due. Joe Zadon says The Lion in Winter, classic home for the holiday story with conspiracy, murder, and mutton. Woo!
Mutton like the meat?
Yeah.
I do love a good mutton.
Owen Terwilliger says, It's a Wonderful Life, another Scrooged, Home Alone, Adam Pelletier, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, another Meet Me in St. Louis from Tina Wright. All right, we got to check these out. Michael Reed says, Beyond Tomorrow, the ghost of three elderly industrialists killed in an airplane crash.
What? This
sounds returned like to Earth to help reunite a young couple who they initially brought together. Huh.
That sounds interesting, too. Like sort of like the oil magnate one. That could be a double feature.
All right. That's good, everyone. It's good hearing these Christmas wrecks from you. Ooh, another Joy X Noel.
Yeah. I'll have to make that a family tradition now.
Here's the thing. It doesn't make me dumb that I don't know French.
No, it doesn't. And you're the one. You said you were dumb, Chuck. No one said you were dumb. That's all you, my man.
It's called the arguing that goes on inside my head.
I'm right there with you, only it's in my own head.
something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Social Studies Part 2 is now the flip side of that coin. What is your most hated holiday movie? Because why not?
Yeah.
And I asked why.
What's yours?
230 people. Oh, geez. I don't know that I have any I hate.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wouldn't watch it. But what movie have I hated? Do you have one?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, hate, it's sort of one of those I'm not a huge fan of, like, big schmaltzy kind of like holiday movies. It's not something I go for. So I don't really think I have enough of a catalog of them to even say one way or the other, you know?
But there are people, and as you will soon see, that hate some of these classics that are just done with them, I think.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's probably from repetition and just like utter the cliche-ness of the, you know, like it makes you want to puke kind of. Like, I bet some people feel that way about It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I'm sure that's on here. All right, so Jennifer Mudge was the first brave soul to say A Christmas Story, and she even tagged it with an ugh. So Mudge got 24, she got 15 likes, 5 angry faces, 2 oh my God faces, and 2 crying faces. It's interesting.
That's good.
So she got support. She got 15 more support for hating that.
I could see that one. I mean, literally, TBS used to play it just over and over
They still do, I think.
They really do?
Yeah.
I mean, I could, that, you know. Watch something too many times, you can get sick of anything.
Joanna Miller under her says, as replying to her, says, totally with her. And Mudge says that she tries to avoid it every Christmas. Well, just don't turn on TBS.
That's fair. At least you know what you're getting into.
I'm going to just call her Mudge from now on. I hope she starts responding to a lot of stuff.
Mudge is short for curmudgeon.
Well, no. I saw that coming. Jason Fell says, Home Alone, annoying. I wish the bandits got him.
Well, remember a minute ago, I was like, those poor men.
Adam Pelletier, again, says Polar Express. Matt Linder says Polar Express for 2 reasons. Animation style creeps me out. And my 2-year-old has insisted on watching it on repeat since Thanksgiving. Ugh.
That is the creepy kind of Uncanny Valley animated one that, like, Zemeckis, I think, did.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I've seen enough of the stills to know I don't want to see it.
Yeah, it is really creepy. It's got that, like, they're just a little too human, but
yeah, man,
it's not.
Uncanny Valley, it's a weird thing.
It's a very weird, and it's the whole movie.
Joe Baumgartner says Polar Express. Christopher Rennie says Elf. It's fine, but so overrated. And he got 19 people that agreed with him. Man. Sean Lewis says, was not a big fan of Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Vanessa Lopez agrees, the live-action Grinch. Isabella Caldwell says, Love Actually. It's boring and none of the stories are very in-depth. Chris Haycock says, Nightmare Before Christmas. I hate Tim Burton and his creepy films. Hate, hate, hate this film. Oh, man. I love it. We should do more hate stuff.
Yeah. That always gets people going.
Yeah, bring it back.
People love to neg stuff.
Sarah, oh, this is actually great. I love these replies. Sarah Watham Torbett says, Miracle on 34th Street. Natalie Wood is such a snot. Jason Wayne, Love Actually, because everything about it is terrible. Adrian Melendez, Christmas Story, because TNT shoved it down my throat for decades. Yeah, is it TNT or TBS? It's one
I forget. Of those. Are they connected, though?
Sure, it's the same thing.
Same family.
Becca Luce is Bad Santa, too raunchy for me. And I'm no prude either. Jessica Price says, I used to love, actually. But as I've gotten older, I've gone off it. Okay. Michael Griffith, my buddy. I like Michael. Anything with Hallmark across the cover.
That's fair.
Sure.
That's like the schmaltziest of the schmaltz, right? Aren't those all meant to just be heartwarming?
Oh, yeah.
Family.
But things? Except for the oil. I'm sure that's super heartwarming, too. But
was that a Hallmark one?
Well, yeah. I guarantee you that's a Hallmark.
Really?
I don't know if it's Hallmark branded, but
interesting.
It's in that vein.
Got it.
Jessica Lynn Dalba says, Christmas Vacation. I get anxiety watching their hijinks instead of finding it hilarious. That's interesting when people get anxiety over movies that it's a personal thing.
Well, like a lot of people can't watch The Office, for example, or like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
It's just that like uncomfortable kind of, you know, anxiety inducing is probably accurate.
Christine Fordham says, don't throw anything at me, but I can't stand It's a Wonderful Life. There you go, Noel. I like Frank Capra, Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, but it's too preachy for me. All right. Day-Day Kraut says, A Christmas Story. Throckmorton says, The Jim Carrey Christmas Carol. Was that a thing?
What?
Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol? I don't think I knew about that.
I was thinking.
Did he do an animated thing?
Yes. I think that's it.
I think that reminds, that rings a bell for me. Oh, Gail Kuntz, the horrible sequel to A Christmas Story. Makes her very Grinch-like. Yeah. And in fact, I never even saw that, Kuntz, for that reason. I just didn't want to taint it.
Oh, no. The Jim Carrey Christmas Carol is not animated.
Really?
It just looks kind of bad. Wait, no, it is. I'm sorry. It's the same thing. It's that Zemeckis style.
Oh.
Yes, it is. That's why, because I looked at the stills and I'm like, that looks real. But then I looked closer and I was like, that's animated.
Oh, God.
I don't like it at all.
All right, Renee, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that last name. 1, 2, 3. When your name starts with 3 consonants, you really got to just kind of roll the dice on which one you're going to pronounce.
Absolutely.
How would you pronounce this, Noel? LTLESTPS. What a great name. There's one vowel.
I am mystified.
It's consonant, 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 vowel, consonant, 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 consonant. How do you pronounce that?
Do you think it's Welsh or something like that? Or
all right, Renee. No, it's Renee with the little accent aigu or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So I need to know from you specifically. Please log on and tell me how to pronounce that wonderful name. But I'm going to say Renee Lesp.
Sure. You got to make a choice.
And you know what Renee said?
Mm.
White Christmas.
White Christmas.
Well-developed visceral disgust.
Ooh.
Oh, Renee.
I can feel that comment in my guts. What is White Christmas?
I don't even know. I think that's the old.
It's probably an old one.
Yeah. It's from the song.
Yeah.
The song's from the movie, right?
I don't know. Let's see.
Vanessa Cashman does not like that Grinch movie. She says, I don't know about hate, but I'm not fond of it.
White Christmas is from 1954.
Yeah, that's a big hole for me.
Michael Curtis directed it. Never even heard of him either.
The Gooch says Love Actually. Scott Thiel says How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Julia Lurch says National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase is just the worst always. Jeez. Kristen Bitsaguy says Bad Santa is terrible. All right. John Mellicap says Elf. Bill Nicholson is so over It's a Wonderful Life. I'll never watch it again. Our Robert Lamb once again. Charlie Brown Christmas. As a kid, I found it mopey and boring. Thought Christmas should be magical and fun. Full of Victorian ghosts, God babies, and Santa visitations.
Yep. That's our Robert there.
Lamb's the best.
Oh, by the way, not to keep harping on this, but the song White Christmas was from the movie White Christmas because it starred Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah?
And that's like where the song, by Irving Berlin.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess you could say I nailed it.
You did.
Atwood, Jonathan Atwood says A Christmas Story, most overrated movie of all time. Yeah, a lot of people are saying A Christmas Story now. So apparently, Noel, you don't need to see it all the way through.
Well, there's always pushback when something is such a darling like that, you know? Like,
yeah.
There's some people that are just like, what? The Beatles? Ew. Like, come on. Everybody likes them.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
That's true.
It's also one of those things, too, where, like, it gets beaten to death and it doesn't do the actual movie any favors to play it over and over and over and over and over again.
That's true. Leave it to television to ruin a once great thing.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Noel, you know what we're going to do? Well, here, I'll leave it up to you.
Uh-huh.
There's a Social Studies Part 3 holiday movie traditions in your family, or Nose Holes Christmas Holes.
Noel's Christmas Ho-Ho-Holes.
Well, how could I resist some Christmas holes?
Okay, everybody. That's what we're going to do. Apologies, but you know what? I encourage everyone to go over to the Movie Crush fan page on Facebook. Check out everyone's holiday movie traditions. I will be doing so, and I will answer people back on those because I don't want that great knowledge to go wasted. But how can we pass up Noel's Christmas holes?
This one's going to be a bloodbath, Chuck, because my like I told you, I don't really go out for the Christmas movies, but I'm interested. I'm anxious to be surprised.
All right, and you did not look through these?
I did not.
All right, nope. Here's how we do it, everyone. In case you're not acquainted with Noel's holes, let me walk you into that abyss, that labyrinthian abyss.
Yeah, there's a minotaur at the center.
I get a yes and a no column. Mm-hmm. I get my Sharpie out.
Yep,
and we go to 20. And you so far are above the 50% mark every single time.
I try to stay above the median.
I believe your record is 3-0. It would be great if someone out there could keep track of that.
Well, like I said, this is likely to topple me. I'm interested.
All right, here we go. Noel, I'm just going to kind of go down the list in order. And is it fair to do like TV specials?
I mean,
I'm asking you.
Yes, sure. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just as likely. No, yes, yes.
Okay, so these count? All right. That really opens it up. That really opens up your holes.
Oh, my God, Chuck. This is
so terrible.
It's not good.
All right, we're going to start off then with Anthony Knorr, the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah, I've seen that.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Just out of sheer,
sure,
you know, morbid curiosity.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's a fun watch.
It's a fucking weird thing.
It is, but yeah. It is a fun watch, I'll say.
Yeah, was it Life Day? The Wookiee Christmas is called Life Day?
It was. I can't remember.
I think that's what it is. And I remember there's a little Wookiee named Sneezy or Itchy. I think Itchy. Yeah, one of the little Wookiee children.
Yeah, the Wookiee kids were.
The Wookiee kids.
We did a Stuff You Should Know episode on that once a couple of years ago, everybody. So go check that out. Zach Pointer says Gremlins.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Gremlins.
I know.
Oh, you know, they're doing a screening of that. I guess it's probably after Christmas, but it's the Zach Galligan, who is the star, is actually going to be there in person.
We're trying to get him on the show.
You should.
Ramsey has reached out, and I think he was like, yeah, maybe. How does it work?
Yeah.
So said Ramsey, tell him how it works.
Yeah.
So there's God knows what Ramsey
fingers
said.
Fingers crossed.
This is in a movie, but Rebecca Robe says, deck Noel's holes with boughs of holly.
It's very cute.
Yes. Let me see here. These aren't Christmas movies, some of these people. Like, really, just aren't. But Michael Griffin does says Harry Potter.
Yeah, it was kind of Christmassy, right? The first one.
Yeah.
Is there a Christmas in every one of them?
And Harry Potter?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I haven't seen any of them.
Well, because they usually go through a year at the school. every book is a different year in their wizarding education. So I would assume that a Christmas happens once a year.
I think the funniest part of this whole bit is not me laughing at you for seeing that, is you asking me questions about it.
Oh, because is that a running thing that you haven't seen Harry Potter?
I still haven't seen Harry Potter, Noel.
Sorry, I forget, dude. We got a lot of running gags. I'm taking my kid to Universal for Christmas. We're going to go to Harry Potterville.
Oh, down in Orlando?
Yeah.
Cool.
Pottertown.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty great.
I know. I'm excited.
Because my friend's daughters are both way into it, and they went.
She just started reading the books, so hopefully she'll be through a few of them by the time we go.
That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Fun times, Noel. All right. Let me see here. Nancy Weiner says, Love Actually.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. That's one I've probably seen in like little bits on TV, but I could not tell you what that movie's about. I know they hold up note cards.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Making that Bob Dylan video.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
I gotcha.
But probably not at all.
Kate Jacobson says, White Christmas with Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Danny Kaye.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. This really isn't fair. I think at the end of the day, we're going to not use this on your overall record, Noel.
Yeah, this is like a special edition.
Yeah. Mario. I like that, though. Mario Escobar says, The Family Man with Nick Cage and Taya Leone.
And I believe that one's kind of a It's a Wonderful Life kind of.
It's a Scroogey thing, he said.
Right. It's Scroogey and It's a Wonderful Life. I think those are very similar.
All right. So
I stand by that. No, I did not see that.
Okay. So, boy, yeah.
Not doing so well.
Well, EJ Labak says Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, of course. Tim I love Burton's. It. Love it.
Okay.
Adore it.
It's another yes.
Seen it many times.
Christmas Vacation from Patrick Gorman?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I've never even – I don't think Family Vacation is that funny.
Just the first one?
I didn't think it was that funny. Yeah. I tried watching it on a plane, and I just couldn't get into it. I put on something else.
Maybe of the time or something, so. You know? Yeah. It might be. I certainly love it. 8 Crazy Nights, the Adam Sandler cartoon from Eric Peterson.
Yeah, that one's fun. I've seen it.
Okay. You're doing better than you thought, Noel.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was on TV, and I let it play.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty cute.
Home Alone 2.
Lost in New York?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Trump's in that one.
Ugh. Why do you got to do that? Why do you got to ruin Christmas?
He asked him where the lobby is.
You ruined Christmas.
I didn't. No, he asked Macaulay Culkin asked him where the lobby is.
Really?
And he goes, over there, kid, or whatever. Yeah.
And he went, let's talk about me.
Yeah, kind of.
Christine Tompkins said Home Alone 2, and you have, of course, seen that.
Yeah, with the bird lady.
I'm going to accept this. Fran Staley says Trading Places.
Yes.
Oh, I put a no.
That was a yes. Sorry. That's with Eddie Murphy and Jamie Lee Curtis, isn't that right?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd, too.
That's right.
Funny, funny movie. Set at Christmas time. Fruitvale Station, Alan Smithy.
Oh, wow. No, I've heard it's really great. That's the first one that...
should we count that?
I don't know enough about it to...
I mean, it's like...
That's the one about, like, police shootings and, like,
yes.
San Francisco subway or whatever, like, right? Or the BART.
Yeah.
With that kid from Black Panther.
Yeah.
Michael W. Jordan or whatever.
Great movie. Yeah.
I have not seen it. I love him from The Wire, obviously,
Christmas
and everything
movie?
That he's ever... I would never have thought that.
Sanchi Ann Glover says, Olive the Other Reindeer.
Olive, like an olive?
The name Olive. There must be a thing about a reindeer named Olive.
It must be a children's film.
Okay. So you have not seen
that. I have not seen that. But it sounds cute.
Sure does. Patrick Gorman says, A Christmas Prince. I'm going to say no.
No, that's
I've never
no,
heard of that
no,
either.
No.
Jim Harjo Jr. says Lethal Weapon.
Oh, I think A Christmas Prince is like a Netflix movie that's very schmaltzy and Hallmarky. And there's even a new sequel to it that's out this year.
Yeah, this isn't even fair.
A Christmas Prince 2. What's the Hallmarky one?
A Christmas Prince.
Oh, what is it? Okay, yeah. What's the next one? Did you say it?
I said Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, love Lethal Weapon. That's right. I forgot that one that's set in Christmas.
All right, Noel, we're getting close.
Yeah.
Maggie Burns says The Family Stone.
Throw me a bone here, Chuck. No, I haven't seen that one.
It's funny. It's good. I support it. Mike Sam says Krampus.
I was going to mention that earlier. I really like that one a lot. That's a fun one. That movie reminds me of Gremlins, actually. It's,
yeah.
It's a lot of mischief. It's good. I like it.
Debbie Frangadakis says Just Friends.
Mm-mm.
That is the Ryan Reynolds comedy. With it's actually very funny
mm-hmm.
if you think Ryan Reynolds is funny.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
He's funny in this.
Yeah.
I'm giving Just Friends a thumbs up, everybody, for what it is. Joshua Brennan says Jack Frost.
That was such a fucked up premise. It's like he's like a blues musician and he dies and he gets reincarnated in the
is
snowman.
Is that Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton, yeah.
So you saw it?
I have seen it, yeah.
Okay. All right. It is – somehow we always get here, Noel. It's 9-9.
Oh, boy.
With 2 to go.
Okay. The tension is real.
The tension is real
yeah.
within this room, everyone.
I know.
You could cut it with a knife.
You really could. It's like soup.
A
very thick soup, like a pea soup.
Okay, Noel. Prancer. About the reindeer. That's
no.
Allie Ann.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. It's 10-9.
Uh-oh.
And see, I don't even know how to, again, I don't want to. Duke the stats.
That's fair.
Batman Returns is the first one I saw set
yes.
at Christmas time.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
All right, Noel, 50%.
All right.
Nice work.
A win. A Christmas miracle.
All right, everybody. That's it. We appreciate you being around. Happy holidays to everyone. The holidays are hard on a lot of people.
I
so
know.
If you're out there listening to this and you're not having such an easy time of it, then we're thinking of you for sure. And we appreciate and we hope this show brings a little bit of silly joy into your life and to everyone else. We love you. Thank you.
God bless us, everyone.
And hey, everybody, just want to give you a heads up. We are taking the rest of the week off, so there will be no Friday edition. I know that makes you sad. It makes me sad. But we'll be back next Monday with another Mini Crush. Then the next Friday and everything will be back to normal. So thanks for understanding.
something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.